Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Kevin is in need of a second date update this morning, guys, and we're going to try to help him out. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Happy to. Understand you went out with a woman named Lauren. Is that right?
Yeah. And this is, a little uncomfortable for me. And it's not something that I would typically do under normal circumstances. But I met her on Match, and we went out twice. I had super high expectations because I got divorced basically about 2 years ago. And I've been, busy, with my new life. Getting settled, getting kids ready. But I decided I needed to just start dating, get out there. And she was probably the 12th woman I went out with. And so basically,
you're persistent.
Pretty much. And basically, a lot of them, obviously went nowhere. And so that was what was so frustrating. And when I went out with her, we had a solid time. We connected, we laughed. She was super flirtatious. She was even rubbing my thigh at the restaurant. I mean, for real, rubbing and squeezing and all that.
Ooh, and, that's hot.
Yeah. And when I drove her home, I didn't go in because her kids were home. But she grabbed me and kissed me hard, squeezing my butt, hard.
She's touchy-feely.
Yeah, almost to the point where it kind of almost hurt. I mean, it was rough, but it was hot. So I was, cool with that. And she had gave me pretty much every indication that she was into me. I mean, I had no doubt I was going to see her again. And I've called and I've texted, and she's just not getting back to me. And honestly, I just don't get it. This doesn't make any sense. So I hope you guys can kind of get some answers for me.
Sure. Let me just fill in a few blanks here. So you said you've been divorced for how long?
For about 2 years.
About 2 years. And you both have kids. So I assume that means you're both divorced?
Yeah.
Okay. Were there any plans, tentative plans to go out again since she was all touchy-feely when you walked her to the door?
Yeah. I mean, we talked about it, kind of tentative, we talked about it and she didn't shoot anything down.
You haven't heard from her at all since then, huh?
Nah, not a word.
It's weird.
Hmm. And the handsy thing.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, it's on. I was like, okay, this is a wrap.
I mean, that's usually an indicator for,
something.
Oh, that is really weird. Right up until that last moment, then she doesn't return any of your calls or texts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Anything else you think we need to know? It sounds pretty straightforward to me.
No, that's pretty much it. I just need some answers.
Yeah. Same here. You got us curious. And we're going to take a break and find out when we come back. A second date update continues. The story of Kevin and Lauren. Next, Jeff and Jen, Q102.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Hi, it's Tim. And if you're like me, you want to savor all of the seasons. When you replace your outdated windows with new ones from Universal Windows Direct, they're going to open smoothly to enjoy those summer breezes and lock and close perfectly to keep that cold air in on a hot, humid day.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
All right, Kevin met Lauren on Match. Kevin's been divorced for a couple of years. He's been focused on his kids and just recovering from that. So when he finally went back out into the dating scene, he probably went through 12 or so women, he said, before he landed on Lauren, who, that's probably not the best choice of words.
Going through women. How about went out with about a dozen ladies?
Yeah.
Yes.
And Lauren is also divorced with kids, so they have that in common, and they had a great time, a lot of laughter, and she was fun, and they had fun, and she's clearly into him because she's rubbing his thigh, kind of touchy-feely, and even though he didn't go back to her place because, again, her kids were there, but he drove her home, dropped her off, and she was still grabbing his butt right up until that last moment.
But grabbing woman, that's a good sign.
Do you think maybe she was really wanting to not be dropped back off home?
Was she trying to send you a message?
With all the touching,
Yeah.
Or was she trying to steal your wallet?
Oh.
No, maybe. I know.
Just a thought. I mean, you still have your wallet, right? All your credit cards, your cash, your watch isn't missing or anything, is it?
Yeah, everything's still there.
That's good. Okay. What?
Yeah, never mind.
You want to ask an inappropriate question?
No. I was just thinking at this time that my buddy and I were driving through the city. I was in my late teens, maybe early 20s, and I got stuck in traffic in a part of downtown Boston that's not great. And it just happened to be quite a few ladies that were hanging out on the street corner.
Oh.
And it was the summer, so our windows are down. And one of them comes up to my driver's side window, and she's like, "Hey, baby, you want a date?" And as she's saying that, she's reaching in and grabbing my crotch.
Oh.
Yeah, and I'm just kind of sitting there wide-eyed and stunned, and I got nowhere to go because, again, we're bumper to bumper, stuck in traffic in the city, and some woman is reaching into the car and grabbing my crotch. My friend is looking at me like, "Holy, I can't believe this is happening." We're like, no. As tempting as it is.
Did you say, "How much?"
"Thanks for the teaser." Oh, she was flat out.
"You want some trim?"
How much did she say?
$20.
For what? Jerry?
Thank you. But I said no, thank you. I
no,
was
thank
a good
you.
Boy.
$20 you didn't counter offer. Did you say how about 10?
I did not. That would not have been appropriate. My mother would not have approved. Anyway, Light turns green, traffic starts moving. We pull into a Bickford's, which is kind of like Village Inn for a late night breakfast.
Uh-huh.
And as we're being seated, I realize, oh no, my wallet's gone.
Are you kidding?
Nope.
Wow.
Yeah. She get it?
So, yeah. I mean, here's my question,
well, yeah, because
though.
You were thinking about downstairs. She was thinking about around the back.
So were you just sitting there? Were your hands tied behind your back? You couldn't take your hand and remove her hand from your crotch?
10-2, Jen. I had my hands on the wheel.
It happened so quickly.
Wow, that's pretty slick.
Trying
though.
To be a good driver.
What'd wow. she take you for? How much?
Just enough to cover breakfast. It wasn't that much.
More, and you got nothing.
It was worth the story.
It wasn't
the
free
price
pie
you
Wednesday.
Pay for a story.
Yeah, yeah. That's wow. why I immediately went to. You still got your wallet, right? All right, Kevin. We're gonna call Lauren if you're ready to go here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Lauren?
Yes?
It's Jeff and Jen at Q102 Radio. How are you this morning?
Oh, this is unexpected. What's going on?
Oh, you know.
The usual.
We got men calling about you.
Oh, really?
Well, actually, just one man.
Okay.
Nice guy. And he had lovely things to say about you, so we're just curious where you've been, because he was left with the impression that you liked him, but he can't get a hold of you. So did you lose your phone? Did it fall in the toilet?
I just want to make sure I'm thinking of the person that you're talking about.
I'm talking about Kevin.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But, like, I just never imagined that he was the kind of person that would call for a second date update.
Why do you say that?
You know, I really liked him, and it's just kind of an unfortunate situation. I'm a very passionate person, and I'm
we heard that
sign. You heard that? What did he say?
Well, he just said you're very affectionate, physically affectionate, which was not a complaint, but that left him with the impression that you liked him, which may be adding to the confusion. But go ahead. So you're a very passionate person, and what?
I'm a passionate person. I'm a fire sign, and I just really like heat in a relationship. And
heat.
Yeah, and I put some moves on him, and I was hoping to get the same from him, and it just wasn't there. Like I laid this kiss on him, and I was hoping to get reciprocated with the same passion. You know, I wanted him to throw me against the door and take charge.
Wow.
You know, and he didn't. I mean, it was just not even close. Like, he was just really passive and reserved and just not what I'm looking for. I mean, my ex-husband was that way, and I need more. I'm not going to settle.
Well, why didn't you ask him? Did you ask him to?
I feel like I dropped enough hints, you know? Mm. I mean, I was, like, coming on pretty heavy, and he was just kind of like a wet noodle, you know? Like, I was just like, okay.
Well, he did say he was into it. He just didn't, he felt kind of restricted since your kids were inside. There's only so much you can do with the doorstep.
Yeah, but, I mean, like I said, like, I wanted him to push me against the door. You know what I mean? Like, I wanted yeah. him to kind of
We work with someone who is
pro
shared
mm-hmm.
Her passion for that same experience. So the women I know that want it, they want that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Kevin, you had an opportunity to shove her up against a door and make the kids think someone was trying to break in. But you blew it, buddy.
Your kids were home. We were on the porch. I mean, the lights were on. People were driving by. I mean, I can do passion, okay? But I'm just not an exhibitionist. Honestly, I don't think you gave me a very fair shot. And we never had a conversation about it. I mean, there are women who want to be in charge and who come on strong like that, but don't necessarily want to be the dominant one. I mean, if you don't tell me what's expected of me, look, how am I supposed to know?
I totally that is see true. His point.
Also, because there are some women that do want to take charge. And, you know, how do you know that? How do you know what she's
thinking?
Which side she's on there?
Also, how many times have we had people come on the show and be like, he was just so aggressive on the first date?
Oh, so handsy.
I mean, how many?
You know, I just felt like I dropped some hints. I mean, I made several references to alpha males. Didn't you pick up on that?
I remember you talking about it, but I can't read your mind. Like, I just can't just assume. I don't want to do that. I just want you just to communicate with me, you know?
Yeah, I don't think Lauren failed to make her position known. I think that was pretty clear. Kevin just had difficulty responding in such a public forum.
And it is
would
funny.
It have been different if you were behind closed doors, Kevin?
Yeah, possibly, yeah.
I feel like they needed to just maybe have a redo.
Yeah, a do-over.
I don't know.
I mean, I think it's really interesting, too, how you think that you're putting out obvious cues and letting, you know, you're not coming right out and saying what it is that you want, but you think that you're putting enough clues out there that the other person should pick up on it, but they don't.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, you can't expect somebody else to read your mind, and especially when you're first getting to know them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because when Jen rubs my thigh, that can mean anything. It could just mean that she wants to eat a sandwich or something.
It could be. It could mean, come on, let's go.
I don't know, man. The thigh rub, that really gets some people going. Really does. I'm just saying.
Some people are really into thighs.
Yes.
Well, 2 out of 4 of us for sure are now.
You are correct.
Especially if you give
oh,
a
you
good...
Too?
If
oh,
you give
God.
A,
well, three.
Oh, he was talking about me. But if you give a good thigh squeeze at the top, hello.
Does no one like a drumstick? Wait, what are we talking about here? All right, guys. So any chance of a second date? I mean, would you entertain a do-over, Lauren, maybe on a night where one or more of you don't have your kids?
Yes.
I mean, I feel kind of stupid now because I just, like, I feel like, all right, maybe it was unfair of me to just assume that he would know what I wanted. So I think yes.
Well, that's a good sign.
I like it.
Kevin, are you still in?
Yeah, I would definitely. I mean, I had a great time with her. I would definitely go out again.
Yeah, see it through.
Yeah, yeah.
Then we'll set it up. So, Lauren, we'll say goodbye to you for now, but we're going to set it up with Kevin. You'll be hearing from him soon.
Okay, great.
Thanks for taking the call and for coming on Second Date Update.
Thanks, you guys.
You bet.
All right. You need a little help with a Second Date Update? All you got to do is send us an email, Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
There will be no 6-song stitch this morning because we had a winner yesterday.
Yep.
We'll have a brand new 6-song stitch kicking off Monday morning at 7:40. I just can't tell you what it is.
Yeah, and this is the reason that we can't tell you is because the person hasn't announced their tour yet.
So it's embargoed. We know it's happening. But we're not allowed to say it until they announce it.
Because, you know, they have to announce it first. Nobody knows.
Right.
This person's going on tour. But you will be stoked. We can say that much.
Yep.
It's an A-lister.
So, if you were struggling with that one elusive song, song number 5 in the 6-song stitch, because we had contestant after contestant get song 1, 2, 3, 4, and 6, we'll tell you what it is and what the connections were to Lil Nas X. Coming up next, but first, let's check the roads once again. Here's Denise Johnson with your latest traffic.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.